he finally confronted ChatGPT. It admitted none of it was real. Brooks was deeply shaken.
Like, I told it, you made my mental health 2,000 times worse. I was getting, like, suicidal thoughts, like, the shame I felt, like, the embarrassment I felt.
Last summer, Brooks told his story to the New York Times, and James read it.
I was, like, paragraphs into Alan Brooks's New York Times article and thinking to myself, oh, my God, this is what happened to me.
He texted the article to some friends. They knew he was excited about a project he was working on with AI, but were not aware just how deeply he'd been sucked in.
One by one, I got back these messages that were like, oh, sorry, man. Oh, bro, oh, that sucks. Oh, geez.
The Times article mentioned a peer support group Brooks helped found. James soon reached out. Today, both James and Brooks are moderators in the group, and they're at the center of an emerging phenomenon. People experiencing what some call AI delusions or spirals while interacting with chatbots. Many stories in the Human Line group involve ChatGPT, the most popular AI chatbot. But members report unsettling encounters with other bots too, including Google's Gemini and Anthropic's Claude. In November, Brooks sued OpenAI as part of a group of lawsuits alleging ChatGPT caused mental health crises and deaths. OpenAI said in a statement the cases are, quote, an incredibly heartbreaking situation. The company estimates 0.07% of weekly ChatGPT users show possible signs of mania or psychosis, though NPR cannot independently verify that number. That might sound like a teeny percentage, but a huge number of people use the chatbot, so it could represent around 500,000 people every week.